You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Your career may take you out of Michigan, but Michigan still has a piece of your heart. That's certainly the case with the Michigan-born and raised actors who wind up working in New York or Hollywood, but make plenty sure the world knows they're from Michigan. Jeff Daniels, Tim Allen, Kristen Bell, and my guest, Toni Trucks. She's been in a host of movies and TV shows, including her current role as Lisa Davis in SEAL Team on CBS. And it all started for her in her hometown of Manistee. And now she's lending her voice to help her hometown. Toni Trucks, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Well, what a warm welcome.
We're happy to have you here. And I read, tell me if I read correctly, your first time on stage was at the Ramsdale Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee.
That's correct.
How old were you and what was the role?
I was 7 or 8, and I was just in the chorus of Sweet Charity. And so I was just in the ensemble waving in the background and couldn't have been happier.
And the bug bit.
And the bug bit. I actually had seen a production of Most Happy Fella with my father, and there was a little girl that came by, I think, wheeling on a cake or something. And I was like, I did not get the memo that they were looking for little girls. How is this not me? And luckily, I had a really supportive father who ran downstairs and said, when's the next audition for the plays? And it was the next day. And so he took me, and the rest is history.
And I know that you're in LA now. When and why did you decide to do that?
Well, you know, I've been so supported by Michigan institutions. So, you know, Manistee really fostered and encouraged me and then kicked me out of the nest to Interlochen. Mm-hmm. And so I graduated from Interlochen. Interlochen then kicked me out of the nest to the University of Michigan. So I went to University of Michigan's musical theater program. And they lovingly made a beautiful gateway for me to go to New York and get an agent right away. So I went to New York first because I wanted to do Broadway. And my agent there, after 2 years, sent me out for a random TV show. And I booked it and moved to Los Angeles and started a totally different career that I had not expected.
It's interesting. And I think you do see a lot of people out of Michigan find that home in the theater. And Kristen Bell was in the theater. You did theater. Jeff Daniels started, got caught up in movies and couldn't wait. I remember him telling me, once the kids got old enough, I'm going back to New York. And indeed he did.
Yep.
And you've worked steadily. I mean, your IMDb page, I checked it out. You have 39 credits, including Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. That cracking Hollywood, you went out, you said, you almost sound surprised. I booked it.
Yeah.
This show.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it was not what I expected. I thought I just wanted to do Broadway. I was like Broadway bound and kept doing regional theater around, in and around New York. So to all of a sudden be like, in 2 weeks, you must be at Paramount Studios in Los Angeles. You're living in a hotel and here's your golf cart. You know what I mean? You're sort of like, what is happening?
Wow.
This is very exciting. But, you know, I don't know why Michigan fosters such vibrant performers. We just pump them out, you know. And James Earl Jones is also from Ramsdale Theater. And we actually got some exciting news while I was home last week that James Earl Jones has lent his voice to the theater. So we are the only American theater to have James Earl Jones welcoming Manistee audiences to every production.
Oh, good heavens.
And telling him to turn off your cell phone.
And if James Earl Jones tells you, you will do that.
You will do it.
And here you've gotten involved in this big effort promoting Manistee's historic landmarks, and you've done a load of narration for a series of videos. How are these videos used, Toni?
Manistee County Visitors Bureau has made this beautiful comprehensive historic tour. There's actually 100 different sites on the tour. We have to date recorded about 30 different voiced tours that you can see online. So if you're walking around Manistee and perhaps you come to a building that is privately owned, mm-hmm. or you can't get into for whatever reason, there's a QR code that you can scan with your phone and it'll take you to a virtual tour that I've voiced. And so there's about 30 of those are separated up into 8 themed tours. And there's also an app you can get on your phone. If you go to any of your app stores, mm-hmm. go to Manistee County, it'll pop right up and you can take a virtual tour from anywhere in the world if you want.
Why do you love Manistee so much?
You know, my dad and I were trying to dissect this the other day. He's like, you just love old buildings. And I always have. You would think growing up around them that I would maybe perhaps not really see them as much. But for some reason, I've always been so enamored with them. And Manistee, I think, really sweats this sort of historic magic it has about it. So when you walk into, for example, the historic Ramsdale Theater, it has so much history and these ghosts are really present. And all of the buildings, the downtown area, everything is just so old and beautiful. The homes are Victorian. There's painted ladies everywhere. Even the, you know, like the Briney building, the Ironworks building, there's big, rich history. I feel like when I'm in Los Angeles or out in the world, I'm always trying to articulate how special I think Manistee is. Mm-hmm. So this project is really giving me a way to articulate that. There's just so many stories. And also, you know, the area is rich with the Native American history that the tribe is so integral to our area. So it's this weird juxtaposition of, you know, Native American culture, but also the Victorian era when Manistee had its boom. So I just love it. And I hope that people come to see it.
Well, it's certainly clear you're not just reading words. This is really something that, I mean, you grew up there and it still brings you back. You have your dad here with us today. So we know you have family here. You have a lot of roots in Michigan.
Absolutely. So many roots. And it's a tiny way in which I can give back. Manistee really encouraged me and supported me and told me yes all the time as a little person. And I think that having that energy as my foundation as an artist was so special.
I know the season finale of SEAL Team is tonight, and you're back next season?
Yep, we've got picked up for another 22 episodes. So we'll start our season 2 filming in July, probably premiere the second season in September.
Well, enjoy your Michigan vacation,
Tony. Thank you.
Tony Trucks, thank you so much for being with us, the voice of the new Manistee Historic Sites Tours.